Hare Krishna. Don't let desire delude with the Trojan horse of doubt. The Trojan horse is used as a metaphor for anything that deludes us, that makes us lower our guard and then become fooled into be defeated by an enemy. Historically, in the Roman, Greco-Roman civilization, it described that there was a city called Troy which was very difficult to conquer. And when the enemies tried and tried and failed, then they were attacking a city that was fortified, surrounded by a fort. So then they left a horse, a huge wooden horse as a gift, and they send a message saying that now we have decided to cease hostilities, and as a gesture of our desire for peace and armistice, ceasefire, we have given this as a gift. And so residents of Troy took that horse unsuspectingly and brought it inside the city. And they came around and saw this giant horse, admired it. And then they went back to their own way. And then at night when they slept, little did they know that this huge horse contained within it soldiers. Some of the best soldiers of the invading army had concealed themselves inside the horse. And at night, they emerged from that horse and they went and attacked the guards who were guarding the door, gates of the city. And killed those guards and opened the doors. And from outside, there were the army had actually retreated only to a short distance. And the army had come back at night and they just rushed in and overran and conquered the city. So in this way, the Trojan horse was used to break down the city's defenses. Similarly, we are at war with the forces of temptation, with the forces of illusion. And the first attack of these forces of temptation and illusion is desire. It makes us desire, come on, enjoy this, do this, get this and you'll be happy. When we study scripture and sharpen our intelligence, then our intelligence becomes our fortification. It protects us from these temptations of false pleasures. Actually, the pleasures that self-centered desires promise us, the material enjoyment that they allure us towards, that enjoyment is temporary, it is unfulfilling, it is frustrating, it is binding. Intelligence helps us to understand this and then we stay away from that temptation. But the forces of illusion don't give up so easily. So they use a Trojan horse. So they start sending doubts. When doubts come into our mind, especially when we have used our intelligence successfully to reject temptations, then we tend to become a little proud of our intelligence. We pat ourselves on the back, saying, oh, you are very clever. You know, you saw through that false temptation. When we are in this intellectual self-congratulatory mode, at that time, when doubts, we read scriptures, doubts seem to jump out at us because we are looking for intellectual stimulation and analyzing and solving these kind of doubts, it promises to tickle our intelligence. However, our intelligence cannot deal with or resolve all the doubts that are there in scriptures. And whenever our intelligence fails to tackle any doubts, over a period of time, the intelligence starts questioning the entire body of scriptural wisdom itself. Just because one thing doesn't make sense, we extrapolate and think, actually, maybe nothing makes sense. And this chips away, erodes our conviction in practicing the central scriptural teaching that we should practice bhakti diligently. And when we give up this central scriptural teaching, the result of that is we lose out on the opportunity to experience higher happiness that comes by diligently connecting with Krishna. When we no longer experience inner happiness, we are all innately pleasure seeking. We need happiness. When we don't get spiritual happiness, then we look for material happiness. And naturally, the self-centered desires that are there, they are already waiting to allure us. Come on, do this. You will enjoy. And we fall prey. And what begins as a unintelligent, as an intelligent seeming doubt, ends with indulgence in an unintelligent desire. A desire is unintelligent because it actually leads not to satisfaction but to frustration. So this is how doubt becomes the Trojan horse that comes in despite our intellectual defenses, and then after coming inside, it breaks our intellectual defenses. And then desire comes in as the second wave of attack and downs us completely. So therefore, what we need to do is not be allured by the Trojan horse. So no matter what happens, we shouldn't become disheartened about the practice of bhakti, because by our own experience, we know that bhakti does lead to purification. If you practice bhakti, if you try to remember Krishna, the constant material agitation that is there, come on, do this, enjoy this, that agitation decreases. And we do get a satisfaction and pacification by connection with Krishna. So we have experience of this. And as we practice bhakti more and more, we'll experience it more and more. So why should we let doubts, doubts about peripheral scriptural issues make us demotivated in practicing the central scriptural teaching whose truth we have experienced repeatedly? Therefore, what we should do is wholeheartedly practice bhakti no matter what doubts come to us. Now, it's of course true that not all doubts will be Trojan horses. And it's not that we can neglect all doubts. The many doubts can arise from sincere, valid questions. And whenever there are such questions, we can always consult realized spiritual teachers who will give us proper answers. But this may take time, and during this intervening time, what is important is we still keep practicing bhakti. Because ultimately what will remove doubts is not just our intellectual analysis or our intellectual consultation with other intellectuals. What will remove doubts is the practice of devotional service. In 7.1, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that Maya Sattamana Partha Yogam Yunjan Madashrayaha Asamshayam Samagramma Yathagyasasi Tachrunu Tachrunu. By hearing, you will Gyasasi, you will come to know about me. And when you come to know about me, by that, Asamshayam Samag Asamshayam, you'll become free from doubts. And in this way, the process moves forward. Maya Sattamanaha, your mind will become attached to me. So, Krishna is telling over here that we should practice devotional service as the means to become free from doubts. And never let doubts make us stop practicing devotional service. Because doubts can well be Trojan horses. And we shouldn't let our intellectual defenses down just because of being tricked by these Trojan horses. If we keep practicing bhakti diligently, not only will we stay free from desires, but gradually bhakti will free us even from our doubts. And then we will go to the arena where we relish pure love and pure ecstasy, free from desires and free from doubts. Thank you. Hare Krishna.